Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth.
Hey.
Any situation that you face can be talked through.
Oh.
No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all.
Oh.
Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall.
Oh.
Heavy load up on your shoulders,
trying hard not to fall.
Oh. Situation after situation,
throwing curveballs.
Got you worried about your job,
a word about your kids,
a word about the things
people said or what they did.
Your husband ain't doing right,
or maybe it's your wife,
cause they let the devil step in
and creep up in your life.
Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out,
please,
cause we all in desperate need
and need to learn to plant our seed.
We gotta grow as a people, cause wisdom and knowledge is equal,
and all we need to learn to do
is spread our wings like eagles. Now, let's talk truth,
let's talk truth,
let's talk truth. Lord, sit down to talk truth,
but the rest is on you.
Let's talk truth to me, and let's talk truth.
Hey,
let's talk truth, straight from me to you.
Hey,
no need to worry, there's a brighter day. Just live your life, no matter what they say. Let's talk truth so you can understand why knowledge is power and it's on the man.
Good evening, everyone. This is the host of Let's Talk Truth, and we're here today with another dynamic show. And this is going to be a subject that we're going to talk about that we believe is kind of a controversial subject, a subject that I don't know if a lot of people think about, but we do here at Let's Talk Truth. We think about it in a number of things that could be said by everything. So with that being said, we're glad to have people in our studio. We have Shannon. We have Courtney, and anybody who calls in. So, we're just asking if you call in and you really want to talk, just go ahead. We'll see your phone number as it lights up, and we'd love to have you, just tell us what you think about. We're talking about the silence of the aged. And I asked this question. I said, do you hear the voice of the elderly? They're barely speaking above a whisper. And I'm really trying to figure it out. They've been so accustomed to you can hear their voices as they're yelling outside, telling their kids, you better get in before it's dark, take out the trash, clean up your room, did you do your homework? And I hope I'm not the only one that can hear the silence. So we're definitely going to explore why our old people are talking just an octave above a whisper. But wait, they're not in their homes anymore. They're living in a one room with one bathroom in a nursing home. And there's no need to shout anymore because they're in such cramped spaces. Do we really care about our elderly, or are they forgotten and have become a thing of our past? In other words,
I mean, I got you.
Is it suck to get old?
I think in this generation, on both ends of the spectrum, it's being a child and being elderly. Both people can't help themselves. They don't have the same tenacity as someone who is younger. And I think our older people get, forgotten too easy, just like almost leaving a dog on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
You have people who I'm going to see my meemaw, or, you have some people who don't have people come see them at all. And we all know who they are in the neighborhood, those houses where, you know, oh, Miss such and such lived there. She's been living there for years, where the grass grows up around the house. Now, knowing when you get older, you don't have a job, which means you have Social Security. And a lot of people have lost pension funds and everything else, so they don't have that extra cushion. And certain people, it depends on how old you are. Some people don't even have pensions and things like that. It wasn't offered to a lot of people. So no one takes the time out to say, you know what, let's go take Sister Jenkins or Miss Jenkins who lives in that house, you know, take them a plate or sit down and read with them or just go over there and talk to them. She can't get out there and mow the lawn herself.
Mm-hmm.
Even if she had a husband, he's the same age as her practically, and he can't get out there and do it himself.
Mm-hmm.
But no one takes the initiative to say, let's check on our elderly. You know, something touched me the other day. I was reading a story on Facebook, a little guy, attractive little young guy, 25, 26 years old. They were saying that him and an 84-year-old woman had the most unique relationship. So, you know, everybody automatically thought, oh, he's playing her. He said he was sitting at home and he noticed his neighbor was an older woman. He spoke to her one morning. He didn't see her for a while, so he decided, I'm going to go knock on the door and just see how she is. Well, he knocked on the door, and she said, well, come in. Would you like a glass of wine? He said, sure. He said he came over there to spend 5 minutes. It ended up being 5 hours. He said they talked and talked, and do you know what? They called each other best friends. So much, it wasn't just lip service. So much to the fact that he said most people ask him, you know, they would have movie nights. He would go over to her house and cook, and, you know, they sit up, and he climbs in the bed with them. They watch a movie. You know, he picked one time, and then she picked another one. They talked on the phone every day. He went over to see her every day. And everybody was like, you know, she's 84 years old. He was like, but she's the coolest person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up getting sick one day at home. And he had to call the ambulance. And she went to the hospital, and he figured that, you know, she, where was her family? Her family wasn't around. He said she never mentioned it, so he didn't talk about it. Either way, she needed around-the-clock care, or they were going to have to put her in a home. So he went and made the you know, famous GoFundMe pages and raised $73,000, a little bit over that, for her to get around-the-clock care. He said, if she's going to die, she's going to die at home. That's what she deserves.
Mm-hmm.
That around-the-clock care, that money ate up quick, because as you know, nothing cheap. That ate up quick. So he said, well, you know what? Why don't you come live with me? He moved that 84-year-old woman in with him. And he said knowing her was one of the best things that had ever happened to him because it taught him a kindness and love that he didn't know existed.
Mm-hmm.
It taught him a gentleness, a compassion that he knows is lacking in, you know, millennial generation. Even beyond, I'm not going to just say millennial, people, period.
Mm-hmm.
I know people my age who actually dog their parents.
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, my mom water got cut off. Oh, that's so bad. How is that her bad? Obviously, Social Security doesn't pay enough to cover these bills. We have lost compassion. We're so busy. We've turned into me, us, mine. Not thinking, one day, you got to be old.
And, you know, let me say something that a lot of people don't realize if you take the monetary status from old people. You have a person who has lived,
mm-hmm.
who has gone through something, worked all of their lives, and they're up here now. They're alone.
Yes.
Sometimes a person just needs a companion.
Exactly.
Somebody to talk to.
An outlet. I mean, nobody came on this earth by themselves but Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
To do something by himself. Everybody else needs help and companionship. I think of the old man in the grocery store. This lady was pushing her daughter. And he was mean. He had lost his wife. His grandkids really didn't come around all the time. His children, they had their own lives. It was just him in that house by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the store one day. And a little girl, you know, his mom was pushing the bag. The little girl just grabbed his arm and said, hey, and spoke to him. And he looked at her. And he said at first he still had his mean exterior. She said, can I have a hug? And when she hugged him, that man just cried. And you know what her mother did? Instead of her mother, Dr. Strangers, you don't do this. You don't. There is a limit. You teach your children what to do. But that's why you have to see God and have discernment. Do you know to this day, she have a play date with that man? The mama drive over there, take over there, and he's excited. He said, I never knew that I could feel anything after my wife died.
Mm-hmm.
And people are not thinking. I'll even take it back to my generation. Anybody that is 40 years old or younger, you're not getting Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such thing. Everything you're paying in Social Security now, you're paying for the people who get it. People who get Social Security haven't had a raise in, 4 or 5 years?
I don't know. It's been a while.
So you're not getting Social Security. So that whole pay it forward thing, whatever you think you're thinking about, you got to be in that position. I think about that often with me. If my mother left here, I'd be by myself. I don't have any kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anyone. I have a niece. But I can't expect my niece to take care of me like she would take care of her mom and daddy. I'm just her aunt.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the same. I have no children, nobody who will to be there for me, to love me, to say, you know what, my mama's having a hard time right now. She's been there for me. Let me do this for her. Let me care about her general welfare. I don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to have that or Social Security. So why are these people treating their parents like they're nobody? Like, I don't get it. You know, it is just, to me, it just baffles me.
You know, let me say something, and going back to the man who was suffering inside and he was very mean, and the little girl reached out and touched him. Now, I say at the top of every show, we are not here to preach to you. Because I'm sure you have your various teachers, preachers, pastors, whatever. But if we're going to talk truth, our show is Let's Talk Truth. You must put God in the mix. God has to be in the mix of your life, because if you should end up by yourself, God is going to make sure he puts somebody in your life that's going to take the place of whatever that void is. God's going to put somebody in that void in your life so that you don't have to. He will not let you be alone. He's not going to let you be alone. So that man didn't have anybody, but God sent him somebody in that little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Who...
And she said, that's her best friend.
And who?
She's never going to see my best friend, Mr. Whatever his name is. That's her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
They play in the yard together. She draw together. They sit down and play cards. Goldfish, he feels alive and excited. And you know, believe it or not, youthful thoughts make you feel younger.
Yes.
And you put people and you stamp them in the grave when you make a person feel like, I just got to sit here and wait for the time to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a person in prison. You know it's daytime. You know it's nighttime. But you lose track of dates. You lose track of current events.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being in your own personal prison if you don't have an outlet.
Right. So these are the things that's very important. And I believe our society throw our old people away. Just throw them away. Just take them and cast them aside.
They won't hire them.
They won't hire them.
If they do, they hire them at Walmart as a greeter at the door. Which, number one, I find insulting. You need to explain why. I have been at a Walmart where people were in there stealing. And, you know, you have loss prevention workers in the back. And they, you know, they're younger and they'll chase people out the door. But who's going to plow through them old people in the front? They almost ran an old lady over. You 112, bones rickety. No, she fall and break her hip. So is that the only thing you think she can do is stand there all day and check receipts?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that the only thing that you feel that she can do?
Yeah, but, you know, this is what we think of our old people, our elderly. This is what we think of them. We don't think much of them. We don't realize that where you are now, that old person put you there.
No,
but
that's my point. I think she's their parent. They get up there. This person is going to have any illnesses. All this because of his parent. But yet, you just put them up in a box like, you pass away, you cry about them or something like that, but you don't give a care about them when they're old, when they get grown. When you get grown, you don't have time for your parents.
You don't listen to them. All of a sudden, you know more than they know you. Everything. And I was talking to a gentleman the other day, and he was saying how his mother has a touch of dementia, Alzheimer's, and she don't remember what she said. She said something in the morning, she don't remember it that evening.
That's how that happens.
And the thing of it is,
what do you say?
You understand that. You know that. Love her through that.
Now, I can see. You know, this is my thing. You know, what it all boils down to in any scenario is the word love. We throw those words around so much. But love is not just when the sun is out. It's not just when everything's hunky-dory and grinning. Love means when I am down, it will, you know, like people always have that when they get married, you better or for worse. They say that. But lose your leg. And see what somebody there. Or be bedridden. Where you have to have somebody wipe your behind every day.
Yes. And see
who
how
loves you
love
enough
you
to
then.
Do that. People can talk a good game because they don't have to do it. But at the end of the day, I know people who have parents who have dementia, Alzheimer's. I will pronounce it correctly. I hate to say Alzheimer's or Alzheimer's.
Old-timer.
Yeah. So it's difficult for the child because it hurts them that you can't physically do anything to stop what's happening to your parents. They don't remember who you are. It's like you're introducing yourself to your parent every day, and at that point, you're looking for that same love connection from that parent, and you're not getting it. And it's not because that parent doesn't love you. It's because they don't know who you are. Their mind has physically said, erase everybody, and only every now and then can you remember who they are. So that's the difficulty for the child. But at the same token, if it was my mother, I would think back to the times when, okay, who taught me how to use the bathroom? I didn't come here knowing everything. Who taught me how to walk? Who taught me how to talk? Who taught me how to tie my shoes? Who taught me to make good judgments? Who taught me to say, you know, follow that little gut instinct inside of you? That's God, baby. You know, all those things, anyone who has a parent that passed on will tell you, you hear your parents' voice when they're gone through all your situations. Like, you hear it, even my mom's not gone. I can get ready to do something like this, Shanna. Now, you know better than that. And I'm like, oh, okay, I am acting up. Let me not be mean. That's my mom.
But and it's not even it. You don't have to be sick. All you have to be is old.
Yeah.
I know a gentleman right now that's 90 in his 90s. Very sharp mind. But his children put him in a nursing home.
Why? Because they don't want to clean his behind.
They don't want to. Yeah, but he cleaned it.
He can't get around.
You know, that's, well, you know, I don't know. I'm a little iffy on that because.
Not to be funny, that's a job for a son. I don't think I'd be comfortable cleaning my dad's behind and his, you know, private area.
If my dad was here, I'd clean everything he had.
Well, that's because I ain't had no dad, so I don't know how it feels to have that love for a father. I just think I would feel uncomfortable cleaning
his
privacy.
My parents or my mom. But, you know, I don't know. I could do it, but I'd find a way. If I couldn't do it, I'd find a way to face somebody.
But you wouldn't just take – people don't realize you take
that's like
old people out of their homes.
Yeah.
You gave them, you know, they're –
and telling them they're not important. Look, you got to sit over there. You're a child. Sit there.
When you at home, when they at their home, rest home, you just go about your business. And then, oh, I got to go see daddy or I got to go see mom.
Well, this is the thing that bothers me the most. To me, I think those type of homes – make people die. The reason
I believe you.
You take a person's whole check. You know, how much is to stay here every month? Everybody's check is different, so you can't say that it's one set amount. So my thing is this, if you're going, okay, tell me what it charged for rent, tell me what it charged for, you know, the around-the-clock care, and then give them their money to do what they want. They subs want to go to the grocery store.
They might want to
they don't take them on field trips. They don't take them on outings.
They don't take them on. They don't do anything. Take them out of there. And then you have people come by who go by the nursing home, but you got some weirdo with the guitar with greasy stringy hair singing songs they don't even get to know. You know, have mixers. Have things like that. And they come out, well, that's not a nursing home. Just because a person might be in a wheelchair don't mean they can't have fun.
Yeah.
Just because a person might have irritable bowel syndrome, they may boo-boo on themselves. Doesn't mean he can't put on a clean diaper, get sharp and smell good, and go down there and holler at Miss Gladys he wink at every day when she passes the door.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean they're still human beings.
Yeah.
They have feelings
and
emotions and passion. When you take the passion out of life of an individual, you've taken their life. I don't care if they're sitting there or not.
Yeah.
When you've taken the passion for life away from someone, you have sentenced them to death. And just because you're not buried doesn't mean you're not dead. You can be dead on the inside. There's no life. When you go to a nursing home, it smells like pee. They come, oh, well, you can't get, you get paid to do this.
Yeah.
That's why I said if I ever, 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 and I do understand how people cannot, but if I ever, ever, ever got rich, I would open up me a nursing facility for the elderly. But it'll be run totally different. It's got around-the-clock cameras. It's got around-the-clock chairs. You have, I mean, state-of-the-art. They got a swimming pool, you know, nothing to go over so many feet. A lifeguard on duty. You know, it have, you know, an exercise room, a roof in a play bingo and canasta, whatever else they want to play. Have a little, you know, we'll go back to 1960s night. You know, play 1960s music in the dance too. Country and Western night. They can roll around in wheelchairs and have fun, but you're killing them. Just because you're not as, I look at all the time, them old people on TV, 85 years old.
Mm-hmm.
A 93-year-old man just swam and broke the world record for a relay. I was like, four old people. He was the oldest one, 92. Broke the world record on a swimming relay for being the oldest people to swim. And that woman said, she said, I had cancer. I had everything else. She said, but I'm never going to stop living my life.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody doesn't have that support system around them or people to keep them living young or have that thing within them that says, oh, well, it's not woe is me. I can pull myself out of this. Some people need help.
Yeah.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
People don't forget, you know, the only alternative to not getting old is dying young.
Yep.
That's the only
alternative.
Nobody wants to die young. So think about when you get old.
And we have to really, we owe it to our young people before they get old. Talk, watch your finances. You know, you cannot depend on this government said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You can't depend on the government
but
for Social Security.
You can't depend on Social Security, but if you've got family members or mama, daughters and sons, they should be able to.
That's how God
cares because you took care of them and let them go to get these big mansions. You could have put them out. You could have did whatever. Because the only thing that a mama is supposed to do is feed and clothe the child. All them toys and stuff, a mama and daddy don't have to do
that. Is not required.
That's
but
not
you know, look, bread and water and beans, as long as it hits the four food groups.
But we get up there and that's a sore subject for me because I get angry when I think about that because you've got to cherish the time when your people are here.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to make sure that time fun the whole lifetime. Not fun up till they get a point where they can't walk around. That breaks their spirit right there. If they used to jitterbugging and driving and can't drive no more.
Yeah, find some way to do it.
You know, okay, put them on a little, you know, little motorcycle, got the little seat. This is one of them and just hit the highway. Put your head on, Brandon, let's go. Boom, hit the highway. Do something, but nobody does anymore because, again, like I said, love is a very strong word that people use, and people don't understand the depth of how love actually reaches or what it does. Because, you know, my pastor told me once, if you love somebody, you can't explain why you love them. You just do.
Mm-hmm.
And that even means if you're a parent. You know, I can't love my mother because, oh, she bought me 12 pair of kids, and, you know, they were all different colors when I was in, you know, high school.
that's not a reason to love her. Or I could say, oh, I love her because she took care of me. Well, she had me. Of course she was going to take care of me. You know, you love them for the little things. You love them for being there in the times, even when you're wrong. When they, you know you were wrong for that, but I'm going to love you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're unconditional love. When you, I don't know. I can say that because I came from a broken home, and I can't sit here and say honestly, and I'll be honest, that I would, oh, send me up to my daddy, I would take care of him. No, I can't say that. Mm-mm. But because I didn't have that bonding with him. There's no way a person can raise you, whether it's your biological parent, aunt, cousin, sister, whoever it is. It could be your great uncle. Whoever has raised you and you have built that bond with, that is the person who is your parental. That is who you should revere, who you should love, who you should, you know, want to take care of.
I just don't understand. I see a lot of people. I don't understand how you can't see your parents' size.
But you may tell you why?
I'm not talking about the
one who has an age. Right. So let me just say this. And if you really think about it, a child with that type of mentality and behavior, it shows up long before that. Selfishness. You know, I only want to grin and talk to my mom when I want to. Like, these things start at a young age, I believe. Like, I've seen too many things, like this thing on this going around social media now. A girl got upset because her mother lied to her and began to break all the dishes in the kitchen and calling her mother the B word and calling her the W word, but the colloquialism version beginning with an H. And just cursing out. Now, see, that's the child who wouldn't take care of her mother when she was older. You see that type of demeanor and behavior prior to you getting older. You see that. The parents want to hope for the best for their children. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. It doesn't.
But those being the main ones balling and stuff, and their mama and them not here no more.
Oh, yeah, imitation of life. You know, Joni Mitchell never lied. The song said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. And that's an odd thing. The human race is so backwards. We appreciate things after they're gone. Look at artists. Van Gogh. Look at William Shakespeare. Mozart. All these people, once they dead, then all of a sudden everyone's appreciating their music. Everybody's doing everything they need to do. But what happened when they were here? You know, you hear preachers all the time get that sermon, give me my flowers while I get live. I know it's cliche, but it is the truth. Like, when someone's gone, they're not caring about hearing what you felt. You know, I see that all the time at these funerals. Somebody older died. You get 30 people, the line around the church is standing up to give remarks. Ooh, I remember when me and Sister Leonard, we did this and that. Ooh, Sister Leonard. Ooh, everybody hollering. If you pull them to the side and say, when was the last time you talked to Sister Lena? Ooh, it's been about a good 4 years. Then why are you up here talking?
Exactly.
See, that's my belief. Now, that's something my family knows this. If something happens to me tomorrow, I don't want nobody giving no remarks. If I haven't talked to you, and I'm not talking about a high after bumping into you haphazardly, you have not called to care about my well-being on a daily basis, I don't want you standing up there hollering. Same thing I'm going to say about my mom if something happened to her. All day, we're going to have remarks. No, we're not. Sit down. Sit down. When last time she talked to you? Oh, I ain't talking to her about a good, it was about 8 years ago. Thank you. Goodbye. Because at that point, it's fate. If you really love someone and care about their well-being, you know, when they getting older, check on them. Say hi. Call them. What you doing? Well, you was on my mind. Just wanted to say hi to you. Just wanted to, you know, those are things that you have to do. Not this whole, it's me and mine and what I want to do.
Well, on my hand, I'm going. So my dad, I love my dad. My mom raised me. And I'm not saying I'm not going to be like my dad, but I'm going to continue loving my mom and knowledge and stuff. And hopefully, everything will be all right.
Well, we're talking so that everything you guys have said are things that really need to be said. And how do you make people aware that what they're doing is not enough? You address that before they get old.
Like I said a moment ago, a person with that type of mentality who can do their parent or whomever their loved one or guardian that is taking care of them and raise them as if they birthed them even though they haven't. If you can do that to someone when you're young, when they get older, they're not going to, you can't put it in them, you can't pour it in them, you can't make them have that, there's no such thing in mannerisms or behaviors to have that light bulb aha moment. Because if you ask anybody, just, you know, like put them on camera and say, what are you supposed to do? Oh, you're supposed to do this. Everybody knows what to do, but it doesn't matter because what's important in your soul, you do as human beings, what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
My mother always told me I was far-headed and stubborn. And she was like, every time you get something made up in your mind, you want to do it, and no matter what nobody says, you're going to do it. All humans are like that. Anytime you get something made up in your mind that you want to do, you follow through with it, regardless of the consequence. Some can be fatal, but we do it. So if you wanted to take care of your parents, if you wanted to love on your parents, if you wanted to make sure they were good and not stressing about things and, you know, or doing this, you know, then you would do something about it.
You know.
Or whatever you could, like, you know, put forth the effort and God to make your ends meet and meet you halfway.
Mm-hmm. You know, there was a story in the news. It's been, over 10 years ago. But it had such an impact on me. And it was an old lady. Like in her 70s. And her electricity was turned off. And she was, at night, she would light a candle in her house. Her candle fell and her house caught on fire. That lady literally burned to death in that house. What had such an impact on me, as they interviewed the neighbors, because the lady died in that house. And what made such an impact on me, the news reporters interviewed the neighbors. One neighbor said, we knew she didn't have electricity, but she had some grown sons. Right there, that just did it for me. You would not turn that lady's electricity on because she had some grown sons. And I think this is a lot of things that we get confused. Her grown sons need guidance just like anybody. Just because they weren't on their post, you allowed this lady to live without electricity until it killed her. And that had an impact on me, and I made up in my mind from that day forward, I would never walk past somebody that had a need, that I could meet that need. I don't care how many relatives they have, because if the relatives loved her, they would have paid her light bill. And that, you know, so right now I find myself looking for people that I don't have any money, but I find myself looking for people that I can bless. And I don't ask, how many relatives do you have? Or do you have any living sons? Or, you know, that's not my concern. My concern is
if they need me,
Yes, is to meet that need. And so I made a vow to God that I would never be one of the ones that blessed a person based on what relatives they had living. Because, you know, God sends angels. Angels are around at all times just for things like that. And we have to come into the realization we just can't let our old people die without being fulfilled. And this show here is really prompting me. I'm going to try my best to just look for some old people I can bless. Just, if nothing, just to sit down and talk to them. You know.
You have to understand, when you get 80, 90, 70, typically, your siblings are either real old or
mm-hmm.
they're not here, but mom and dad are not here.
Mm-hmm.
You're by yourself.
Yeah.
Without your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have mamas that you go to like we can.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to treat them right.
Yeah.
So when they don't have nobody.
Don't have nobody. So if you look at, and then have you seen the how the government does the food stamp program? How many food stamps do you think old people get?
$16. And you got these lazy cows laying up having baby after baby get $300, $500, or $600. Definitely they get food stamps come out because you can't work. You up, you able bodied, you young.
Yeah, but you got, I know some, yeah, people getting $16 a month. What can you possibly buy for your kitchen to eat for $16? Can y'all give me, think of anything that you can feed a person? You can know. And they too high in sodium and all that stuff for your health. It's horrible. You can't buy a good piece of meat, vegetables. How many? This is
I just don't understand it. We need to be more loving to the older generation of our society because they have all the knowledge, wisdom that's been in there, and they are fun too. It's just not. You know, they're not all boring or anything. Like, they like to have fun, too. Just because they're of age, that doesn't mean that fun stops for them. They like to joke. They like to crack on people and, you know, talk about people. They like to do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to take the time to, you know, get with them, and they're people.
Yeah, they are, and we have to really think about the things that we're going through, how life is, what we have to offer our elderly, because that's how we've got to be where we are, some old people. And then you find out, well, they eat the wrong thing. They eat what they have to eat.
Exactly. When in the 40s and the 50s, they couldn't just go to the store and like, oh, I want this good cut of meat.
Uh-uh.
They couldn't do that. So they were making $1, $2 an hour, raising your behind, so they couldn't eat everything.
Uh-huh.
So when you get up here, oh, no, you just ate too many pig's feet. That's all they had to eat.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have the luxury of McDonald's or Wendy's or
Chick-fil-A and all that. They couldn't do it like that.
Mm-mm.
So they had to make sure everything counts.
Yeah. And that's why now you hear young people, I don't eat chitlins. I don't eat, you know, so much they don't eat. But that's what they had to eat. They had to eat it. So it's something we got to get used to, is taking care of our elderly. Because, and we can't sit up here and blame the government for it. The government's going to do it.
The government's not
going to
do it.
No, they're not going to do it. They're not going to take, right now, old people, you can't go to a doctor that prescriptions are high, and this is why we need to really work on what we're involved in, and don't listen. You know, doctors know a lot, but doctors in this for the money. I don't know of a doctor yet that's in this because they want to see you here.
They're like, oh, your blood sugar was a little high the last time you came. I was like, well, what was it? It was 104. I said, yes, because I was hungry. I waited out there in your waiting room for an hour and ate a pack of nail later. So I'm pretty sure my sugar was high. She goes, oh, okay. But please don't try to prescribe me diabetic medication, because I'm not diabetic, never have been, don't have none of the symptoms, no nothing else. Prick my finger now, same with my blood sugar. It'll be perfect. Yeah.
Oh, I know. They went so far as to call me in some diabetic medication. Touch mine. What's that? A1C? Whatever that is. Was a little high. And I said, how was it? It was 6.9. What should it be? 6.7. That's what we're just waiting to go up a little bit. Okay. I'm not taking no diabetic medication. Actually, I believe when they give you that list of ailments in your family, has anyone ever had this? And anyone, I think they go down that list.
Oh, I say nothing.
Everybody in her family was diabetic. Oh, diabetes, you don't, yes, you.
On the last one, I said sickle cell ran through my family and they don't. And I was just waiting to see if they said anything about me having sickle cell. They haven't. And they haven't addressed nothing else. Okay, there you have it.
That's what I'm saying. We really have to have God in our lives, because He's the only thing that's going to keep us.
He'll give you care and compassion at that.
Mm-hmm.
And teach you boundaries.
Yes.
Well, let me just ask you this. I'm going to play devil there. How can you expect someone who doesn't really care about anybody to care about anybody older than them, younger than them, same age as them? We have turned to a bunch of greedy succubuses, just want to go to and fro, sucking off of folks what we can get. That's from parents, loved ones, cousins, aunties, uncles, don't matter. Nobody loves each other. You know that little love you're supposed to feel for your relatives when you're young? That's a lie. Because those true colors soon come up. That's why people always say, oh, Lord, when the matriarch of our family passed on, our family fell apart. Your family was always apart. It was just well hidden because somebody else was alive that kept it together. Now, you can have a level of respect. Like, you're not going to, you know, cuss nobody. But if your granny called you and say, hey, baby, y'all all come over here. Yes, ma'am. But if ain't nobody there to push that, then the true colors come out. How you really are comes out. So we can't expect nobody. You don't know how you asked earlier. How can we change this? You have to get people to care in general. You can't pick a particular thing to care about or a particular person or age group to care about when the majority of the world don't care about anything but themselves. Long as my needs met. If a fire break out on the street, woo, long as my house don't burn down. I don't care if Mr. Johnson has burned down, as long as I stop the fire before getting him. But you're not down there fanning the flames, not thinking
If I stop the fire down there on Mr. Johnson's lawn, it won't reach my house.
Mm-hmm.
We see people break into houses. Well, honey, that's none of my business. Ooh, you know, I make fun of my mama. I was like, ooh, you so nosy. Everything happened in the neighborhood, you know. But at the same token, that's a good thing, because if they're breaking in their house tomorrow, today, mm-hmm. they break in their house tomorrow.
That's right.
And vice versa. So we've all taken a blind eye to things. We stop having a village community thought. You know, like I said, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to survive. And we stop having the village mentality. We start having the, you know, this is an exclusive club with me, myself, and I.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And that is so sad. It's really sad.
But true.
Because, but people just don't realize, even before you leave this earth, you will pay for that little unknown thing there that you're going to pay for that. What is it, lack of interest? You'll eventually pay for it. Mm-hmm. How you go?
I want my mom, I want my dad.
I don't have nobody.
Like Shannon said, the lack of love we have for each other just spreads to lack of love for the older generation. Right? I never understood this, how you just can't love your mom and dad like you used to when you were a kid. Okay. You just wanted to be around.
Because now you think you know everyone. You know, a lot of people think that I don't need nobody now. I can do it all by myself. I don't need anybody, and I don't want to hear anybody. I was talking to a lady today who has two children that work and have a place to live, and their mom is homeless. How can that be?
I don't know.
I don't understand it. I really don't. I don't understand how you can be. I couldn't go to sleep at night knowing my mom was homeless. I couldn't go to sleep at night knowing my dad was homeless. I couldn't sleep at night knowing one of my children was homeless. I really couldn't.
I couldn't do that. I don't, you know, maybe I'm a mama boy or whatever. I can't see my mom struggling like that. I'm just, yeah, that Bible is not a, what led to that? And then too, you look at it like this, you know why I always think of all old people, what if I'm not around? I used to think about, because one time I lived in one city and my mom lived in another. And I prayed, God, what, you know, who's going to be there for my mom since I'm living here and she's living there? But God put someone in her life that would do the things that I couldn't do when I was there. And they served her. They blessed my mom every day. They washed for her. They did things because I was not in the same city. And I always say this, like we said earlier, about the mean man that the little girl became friend with. God will always put someone in your life to bless you if you don't have anybody. And if you have a need, because it's not God's plan for any of us to perish. He doesn't want us to just suffer and perish. And so because of that, he always fixes it so we can have somebody in our lives and to know what it's like to be loved or to share love. And I believe that one of the greatest feelings you can have in your heart is when you really bless someone who has a need. You have to bless someone who has a need. And once that's done, you know, the sky's the limit. Because you don't, I don't want to ever have a day of regret.
No.
You know, can you imagine if we didn't do what we needed to do to bless somebody and then something happened to them and we go, oh, if I had only done this, or if I had only done that. Yeah, if I had only done this. And I had only done that. That's a thing of regret.
If it was a sin, we'd all be drunk.
I don't know about all that.
I just think we need to have mind change from whatever we are.
That selfishness.
That's giving the world is wanting young people to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
They want.
It ain't just young people.
We're talking about treating old folks, whatever. But it was programmed. It was programmed to do that. It started, but mostly now you have young. I'm talking when I say young, I'm talking grown up. But younger than their parents.
Yeah, younger
than. They have a selfish mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get, they don't understand what goes around comes around.
Sure don't.
You'll be sitting there and be hungry and be lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want nobody to come see you.
Can't,
nope.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
what
it
is.
So, you know, you have to remember the things that that's right and good. And you got young people now, they don't want a grown person to tell them hello. Oh, my God. They're going to try to tell me what to do.
I know it's hello.
I know it's hello. I know it's morning, and I know it's this. You know.
And you see that even outside. Kids don't want me telling them nothing.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, some little kids have met them with some chickens that we used to have where I live, right across the way. I said, hey, y'all could run them chickens up in that yard, y'all can post yours. Well, she shut the up. I thought, you don't know me, I shoot everybody out this porch, honey. You're not gonna talk to me like that and I'll be waiting on your mama. What happened? I'm with him now, I'm gonna whoop you for not raising. That's the problem now. We all, you know, why are you touching my chair? What's your child do? Like I said earlier, it's in them from when they little. You keep on making these excuses, these smart mouth, entitled, two grown brats running around here, and you wonder why they always in trouble in school, or you wonder why I don't know other grown folks want to fool with them. I say all the time, if your child will get on your nerves, what do you think they do to somebody else who's not their mother? They will definitely get on their nerves. And we keep raising
better for other people.
No,
they don't.
We keep putting in, planting these roses and weeds pop up. You want to know why? That's why when you get older, you have these children who let their mama sit in the house in the dark. Like the lady you was talking about who died because she didn't have no. And my thing is, how everybody on the street, you ain't never seen the light on? I was like, you know, I've never seen light on in the house. I know a lady lives
that
there.
They interviewed a lady and she said, a neighbor. She said, I knew she, we knew she didn't have no light, but she had some sons. And so we just never did do nothing.
But obviously the sons are deadbeat. And I think with something like that happens, it's a special place in hell for all of them. And I'm really not trying to be funny.
Yep.
If your mama died based on something she did, like she buried herself under clutter, that's on her. But she will not be in the dark. She going to have some water, food, anything else she need, and extra. Them little ginger drink, whatever she wants. But I'm not going to sit up and you tell me your mama ain't got no life. And you, oh, that's her problem. And you sitting up good in there.
Well, sometimes people have grown up sons. They out on the street just like everybody else. They, you know, they don't have no Christ in their heart. So you tell me you're not going to bless me based on somebody else's actions, you know. That's just like I look at people around here in our neighborhood. Everybody in this neighborhood don't have a husband.
No.
But do you think I've never seen one of these men go and mow nobody's yard for that?
Of course not. Well, let me tell you why. Because you have ignorant women. In the doorway, what she want? Why you this? Honey, if you have a problem with your man cheating, that's the thing that we all, this whole world is screwed up. I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to say it out there like that. You want to know why Ezra's not taken care of? Because everybody is screwed up in the head. Everybody's worried about the wrong thing. Everybody wants to go about their business. It's always about what they've obtained for themselves monetarily, something they can show off. Everybody's either keeping up with the Joneses or it's something dirty and grimy behind everybody's action, thoughts, motivation, anything. So, I mean, why wouldn't it be harder for the older person? Because, you know, I'm not trying to be funny. Even if you were never saved or never lived right, the older you get, you start to logically look at your own mortality. So, you know, that's why you see old people who firecrackers, and then they get old, they, you know, I ain't no firecracker no more because God done blessed me. You know, I see, you see your mentality, you mature, things start to change because you're looking at there's an end to this. Most people who feel their mortality starts to change abruptly because they're like, okay, you know what, this is an end to this. Like, your body's like a clock. It tells you. You can tell when I used to be able to stand up and drop it like it's hot. Now I can't even pick it up. I can't even pick it up like it's hot. I mean, I can pick it up like it's cold. I got to just, hey, I can't even get down on my knees. Your body starts to tell you. You start feeling your own mortality. So you're more apt to lean towards the goodness of life or Christ, however you want to look at it. But people who feel like they're invincible, like they'll live forever, you know, if you think about it, that's why death happens. You know, when people die, you go to the funeral. We all need to get together. We need to change. That meant last 2 weeks. After that, they go back to the same behavior. Why? Because it really didn't impact them. Nothing impacts a person until it actually happens to them. Some people don't get the examples. You know, like in school, you have, you know, they answer these 10 questions. They give you an example question. Some kids don't get it by reading an example. You have to actually go over number one and say, on number one, the noun in that is Dan. Dan is the noun.
That's true. That is so true. You know, this has really been not only an enlightening show, it has kind of brought up some things inside of me that make me want to do something great, do something different. So, you know, just let's just try to make sure from this time on that we don't silence our aged people. We need to, you know, just do something to help our elderly. Do something to make them smile, make them happy.
Especially for anybody.
And so I thank everybody who's been on the call tonight. Thank you, everybody that was in our studio. And hopefully people will start to call in and offer their voices. But if not, we're going to do this again next week. And thank everybody for being here. And as I say always, this is Lois Bullock. I'm the host of Let's Talk Truth. And guess what, you guys? I'm loving you with the heart of God. Good night.